You know, every once in a while when I preach, I like to use a prop. Just to add a little dimension. Oh my goodness. Sometimes you just need to add a little visual effect to kind of bring the point out with clarity. Trust me. No. <It's>, oh, I like this. This just gives a feeling of power, you know? Dun da 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 dun da da dun da 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 dun da 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 da. Everybody. Dun da 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 dun da da. Okay. Yeah. Well, let me ask you guys, given this is my little object lesson prop for today, can anybody possibly guess what passage of Scripture I'm going to preach on based on this? John, speak, stand up and say it. Jesus going into the temple and chasing them all out. And people classically call that passage of Scripture Jesus cleansing the temple. Amen? Jesus cleansing the temple. Now that's, I don't know, it's kind of strange to me. I mean, it's a beautiful, all of Scripture is beautiful in its inspiration from God. But it's kind of strange that they would call that Jesus cleansing the temple, because frankly, by the time he got done, the temple was a wreck. It was a shambles. He came in, he overturned the tables, threw over the chairs, spilled all the money out all over the ground. He left it more of a wreck almost than it began with. But you know, the thing about that is when you really do some cleaning, when you really cleanse your house, oftentimes it gets worse before it gets better. You know what I mean? I'm not just talking about when you got company coming over in 20 minutes, you're frantically running around trying to cover up the disaster, you know, stuffing things under pillows, behind the couch. Somebody's bedroom is the target, you know. Some. You know, you find that closet, you just shove everything in, papers, bills, you know, older bills, close the door, you know, while somebody else is standing looking out the window to make sure, you know, how much time we got. Is it ready yet? Do I dare to try to do the dishes before they get here? Or do I just put them under the sink? Under the sink. yeah, exactly. When companies come in, you try to cover up the mess. But when you really clean, when you really clean house, you uncover the mess. You take that stuff and you drag it out. You take the pillows off the couch and get all that nonsense out of there that you forgot to put away after company left, you know. Now it's kind of moldy and stuff. You open the closets, you get that stuff out, you got the boxes stacked up, the piles that are sitting around, you know, you go through that stuff and throw it away. And in the process, it can get messier before it gets better. Because now you're really dealing with stuff. You pull it out and you say, okay, I'm not just going to put it back. This thing is either, I've either got to deal with it or it's got to go. I've either got to find a place for it. You know the old military saying, place for everything, everything in its place. I'm finding a place for this thing, or I'm throwing it out. I'm not leaving it under the cushion anymore. I'm going to drag it out, and if it looks worse before it gets better, that's okay, because I'm really clean. And when I'm done, it will not simply look clean. It will be clean. And the difference is night and day. Do you get where I'm going with this? Yeah. Amen. Yeah. Now, why would you say that, Jenny? Oh, man. But, you know, and there's another weird thing. I mean, frankly, as long as I'm twirling this thing, by the way, is you know, I tried my best to get this just the way Jesus had it. Same kind of rope, same kind of electrical tape that he used. Just, you know, I really want to get the feeling here. It's kind of weird. What did Jesus use to cleanse the temple? Whip, yeah. Now, the last time I checked, whips are not normally associated with cleaning supplies, okay? We have a wonderful girl comes in here once a week to clean the church, and the last time I checked, she didn't bring a whip with her. She brought a broom, or she had a mop, or she had some, you know, dust rags, a little bit of bleach, a little detergent, glass cleaner maybe, you know, a little Swifter here and there, you know, running around with a little Swifter thing. I love that. But the last time I checked, she didn't bring a whip. And frankly, I'm glad. I'd be a little concerned if she did. If I walked in here on a Thursday or a Friday and you know, there she is. Hi, Libby. I see you brought the whip today. So how are the kids? I understand they're really well behaved. I just, you know. All kidding aside, and Libby does a wonderful job cleaning the building. I'm so delighted that we have her to do that. But today, we're going to look at what it's like when Jesus comes to clean house. What's it like when Jesus comes to clean house? What can you expect? What does it look like? And why is it important for us in our lives to really understand that? What does he want to do with us? Okay? So if you want, you can turn in your Bibles with me to Mark chapter 11, looking at verses 15 to 19. We're going to continue our study of the Gospel of Mark. We're going to try to hit resurrection by Easter. Just by way of information, we're going to have it up on the screen too. If you didn't bring your Bible, that's fine. Just by way of information, this account of Jesus cleansing the temple, it's in all the Gospels. The three synoptic Gospels, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, all have it at the end of the story, pretty much right before his death. In the Gospel of John, he places it at the beginning of the Gospel. And scholars have debated, were there really two cleansings of the temple, or was it just one and he had it in a different place? I'm not even going to go down that rabbit trail today, other than to say that whichever one it was, they're all similar. It was the same situation. If there were two cleansings, by the time he came back the second time, things had not changed. So it was the same situation. He used basically the same technique and the same scenario, so we can freely borrow one from the other. The whip of three cords, by the way, comes from the Gospel of John. But in looking at all the Gospels, we get some real insight as to what actually happened that day. So we want to unpack this and allow the Holy Spirit to speak to our hearts and just show us, what is it like? What can we expect when Jesus comes to clean house? Praise God. Thank you, Lord. I pray you would just bless your word today. Open our hearts and lead us into your courts, God. Bring us to you so that we can worship you and know you and love you and understand you in Jesus' name. Mark 11:15. So they came to Jerusalem. They came to Jerusalem. And Jesus went into the temple and began to drive out those who bought and sold in the temple and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those who sold doves. And he would not allow anyone to carry wares through the temple. And then he taught, saying to them, "Is it not written, 'My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations'? But you have made it a den of thieves." And the scribes and chief priests heard it and sought how they might destroy him, for they feared him, because all the people were astonished at his teaching. And when evening had come, he went out of the city. Now, if you recall, it was just the day before, essentially, that Jesus came into Jerusalem with crowds of people just shouting their acclaim. There was excitement. People were beside themselves. They were throwing palm branches before him and waving them in the air, throwing their clothes before him. before the donkey and waving the palm branches and shouting, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna! Blessed is the kingdom of the Lord that comes. And I forgot the last line. Oh, well, that's okay. They were all excited, shouting, Hosanna. And they were excited. They were thinking that Jesus was going to come and throw off the Roman oppression. That cry of Hosanna, when you study it, was often used to say, Lord, come and save, come deliver. And they were looking for Jesus to come and take these Roman pagan oppressors off of them because they were violent people.